'Twas the night before Christmas, 2018. English to spare, or not as bad as once seemed. Brexit remains a national farce, yet the Maybot insists that we must persist with this task. Left and right leaders, mere critics till she fails, but no one can drive this train once it derails. Come on, Lammy, or Cable, perhaps even Miliband Senior, time to replace your self-serving inferiors. But while entitled guffaws create political pollution, on the football pitch, a more mannered revolution. Southgate quiet, respectful, smart. Kane and co, ambassadors of their art. Even during penalties, the goals go in. Who knows, perhaps in Qatar we'll win. It's an irony that leaders elected have proved to be less wholesome than expected. Although why the power of royal love should be remembered, annoy the Saudi crown prince and you might be dismembered. Allegedly. Orban is hungry for Putin-like control. Assad gases a new Syrian death toll. And is Xi Jinping a modern-day Caesar, acquiring powers to make his job easier? There is something Orwellian about Han social credit. Disagree with us or be Uyghurs, and your WeChat will edit. To top it all, Trumpton, crazy house white. Who knows what truth he'll tweet wrong tonight? This man-child blimp needs to be immediately deflated. But what dreadful legacy has his tenure created? This year, I've binned all social media. I'll stick to The Guardian, Auntie, and perhaps Wikipedia. Facebook nixed, I don't wish my data to be sold, sway elections, or haunt me much later. I prefer face-to-face, a postcard or letter. An un-Instagrammed life is one led much better. And expanding Amazon and trillion-dollar Macs, will real shops and services ever come back? Make no mistake, I love computers, use the net more than most. But the art of conversation mustn't be replaced by a post. I admired the ascent of Chazelle's first man, watched stars being born in a shallow film can. Here we go again with Mamma Mia potpourri and raging billboards outside Ebbin, Missouri. Ronan beguiled with her ladybird looks, and the widows were slick as all female crooks. Black Panther was right on, and awesome too, but as black KK Klansmen showed, there's still much more to do. We marvelled at the scope of Infinity War. I get a migraine thinking about what's in store. But perhaps McMafia and the Bodyguard were the best on screen. Better than GOT Season 6? Well, that remains to be seen. Who would have thought it, back in 2011, that Brits would win Le Tour 6 times out of 7? But Team Sky's at limit, a sponsorship curtail. Will Thomas and Froome continue to prevail? With Hamilton's talent, he was bound to thrive. I doubt he'll park his Merc at 5. But when he does, there's another with hunger. An unstoppable boy is young Billy Munger. The netball girls won the best team. One more goal towards parity in our sporting scene. But my heroes are athletes. I like to keep it pure. Bravo, Asher Smith, Farrar and Muir. It's been a year of a different view, be it a swim round Britain or a female Doctor Who. Mourinho, the chosen one, is no longer fettered. Philip Green's knighthood almost certainly regretted. Facebook welcomes the perhaps unfairly maligned Clegg. I hope he'd be more effective than a goop vaginal egg. Macron is not Napoleon. The yellow vests don't like him. Merkel's time is nearly done. Will she be swapped verbatim? For myself, I saw K2, a truly awesome mountain view. A landscape raw, beauty staggering. Behold the spires where clouds are gathering. Juno probes and Jupiter revealed, but what mysteries do its storms conceal? Inspect the cosmos and see our future. Heal the planet with a scientific suture. Trump and May, but a stitch in time, but inaction now, a far greater crime.